And I have three questions here, and it's regarding the LAB SETI crane operators guarantee on the PCLCD, page 219. Here, I got a copy right here. You can look at it. And I was just wondering what body or caucus authorized this, and how do you plan to ratify this a tentative agreement? And I was wondering also, why did only the ILWU president sign it if it's only an LA thing? There should be a signature from the president of that local on that agreement. For those questions, if you want to repeat it.
No.
I'll answer that question. I've been off on vacation on a campaign trail due to the Department of Labor regulations. Yes, I'm aware that this meeting took place as a member of the Coast Committee. I was not there since I've been out on the campaign trail. I do see one signature. I don't know why the other signature is there. You've asked about two signatures. It is a local agreement for LA Long Beach only, and about the extent of the information I can give.
But they opened the contract and they renegotiated our contract without having to even get an extension. We had to have a caucus and all that to extend the contract. So how did you?
Go ahead. Somebody asked you to hit the mic.
So my statement is that to even to extend the contract, we had to actually have a caucus to even extend our contract. So how are you guys even able to open up that page of our contract and change that? And those steady crane operators are getting paid while they sit at home just because they were griping and complaining they weren't getting enough pay when that contract was already negotiated and extended. So, you know, I'm just wondering what you guys are going to do once you guys get in office. I mean, are we going to see more? This is called a hip pocket deal when this type of deal goes down like this. That's what they call it. It's an tentative agreement, not ratified.
That's your choice of words, hip pocket. I respect that. Down in Local 13, they call it the LA Long Beach Crane Guarantee. And the members of Local 13 and the crane operators and the officers dealt with this. It became a pretty heated issue on the local level. When the Coast for the PMA got involved, they asked the Coast Committee if they would be willing to sit down with all the parties and try to resolve this matter. And that's pretty much the state of the affairs where it's at. You do have a copy of the agreement, and I believe Robert McElrath, the international president, signed it. And that's all the information I have.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough for me. Okay. Thank you.